Athabasca. Almost 3 months exactly after the question of Rochester School's viability was raised yet again, Aspen View Public Schools, AVPS, Board of Trustees have an answer. The school will remain open until the end of the 2024-2025 school year, after which it will close its doors. Next year we could, and very likely would be falling below our 35 students, weighted moving average, which takes a significant portion of our rural small school funding away, said AVPS Board Chair Candy Nikipello. We'll remain status quo with our funding, to give the community and the school time to prepare for the eventual departure out of the greater community. It gives ample time for thoughts into what the next step will be. During AVPS's board meeting held January 25 at Edwin Parr Composite High School, trustees voted 5-2, trustees Dennis McNeil and April Bauer were opposed, to keep the school open for another year and a half, following an administrative recommendation that the school be closed. Nobody's actually going to win here today, said Nikipello, addressing trustees and the more than 20 members of the public watching online and present in the room. Not the part of the community that wants to close the school for their own reasons, and not the school division, and certainly not those who are rallying to preserve the school in their community. This is a lose-lose situation for us, said McNeil. This is the most difficult decision I've ever made as a trustee. Following the vote, McNeil raised the question of whether closure would be reassessed if enrollments rise in the fall of 2024. I would never want to have to put the community through this again. AVPS Superintendent Constantine Castrinos replied any board motion could be rescinded or revisited at a future date. Tearful trustees. Emotions during the meeting were high, with many trustees wiping away tears while expressing sincere sentiment about the weight of the decision. McNeil, who spent 8 years as an administrator at Rochester School, was among the trustees who shared emotion-filled statements about the decision the board faced. The ghosts that walk those halls, being a part of that for years was amazing, said McNeil, holding back tears. But I also know the importance of the decision that we're making here. April Bauer, representative of Ward 4, Southwest, which includes Rochester, was also affected, and touched on a theme brought up by Rochester mom and advocate for the school Candace Jensen. We are not in the business of closing schools. We are in the business of educating students, said Bauer. We've prioritized rural sustainability. We talk about it all the time. It's one of our priorities in our priority document. But we know that rural sustainability is a multi-legged stool, so to speak. It's about the school, it's about the community, it's about rural Alberta, it's about a belief and a lifestyle, and without all of those legs working together, someone's going to lose out. It's a struggle, she said. The numbers. The board's decision aligns with Castrinos's recommendation, which he submitted alongside a summary of community engagement efforts, a 37-page analysis of the school's roof, and a 45-page asset overview provided by the provincial government. The school has continued to decline in enrollment as predicted by the viability report. It is for this reason that I support the recommendation of the report to close the school, wrote Castrinos in the background summary. If we were to start a new weighted moving average next year, with what is currently enrolled, we would be beginning our first year of a weighted moving average, WMA, cycle below the level that is needed to secure extra rural small school grant funding, said Castrinos. Instead of a deficit of $140,000 and change, it would be over $400,000. Funding is based on the WMA enrollment. The calculation for WMA is 50% projected enrollment for the upcoming school year, 30% current enrollment, and 20% previous year's enrollment. Updated enrollment projections were shared by Ross Hunter, communications officer for the division, during the meeting. A survey was released to community members following the January 16 Rochester School Council meeting to determine the enrollment intentions for students displaced by the closure. AVPS received 15 responses to the survey, which represented 24 of the 37 students currently attending Rochester School. Three responses representing five students indicated intention to enroll in another AVPS school. 9 responses representing 13 students said they would enroll in different division, and 3 responses representing 6 students replied with intentions to pursue other educational options, such as homeschooling or virtual education. Another survey was released to community members with children aged 0 to 4 to determine their interest in enrolling in Rochester in upcoming years. 9 unique responses were received by the division, representing 12 preschool-aged children. Hunter said based on the ages submitted in survey responses, hypothetical projections for kindergarten enrollment over the next school years are 1 student in 2024-25, 3 for 2025-26, 2 for 2026-27, 2 for 2027-28, and 4 in 2028-29. In comparison, McNeil voiced the number of students leaving the K-9 school in the coming years. He noted despite 8 potential students entering the school in the next 4 years, 17 would be exiting. Castrinos also said the division had recently received communication from Rochester's principal that verified 2 students had recently moved out of the area and would no longer be attending the school. Moving forward, the motion put forward by the board will start the work necessary to determine next steps in the process of closing Rochester School at the end of the next school year. Hunter noted in a January 26 email that those steps will be shared with families, staff, and other key stakeholders over the coming weeks. Although the choice was heartbreaking, as McNeil described it, many board members echoed yet another sentiment expressed by the Rochester community. "This is a conversation on a larger scale that goes back over a decade," said Castrinos. "I have heard that from families, that it is quite stressful, it creates quite a bit of anxiety, uncertainty." Vice Chair Ann Karchmerchik addressed the "what if" questions posed by Bauer and community members like Jensen. "We could always say, we don't know what's going to happen, but what we do know is the funding we are not going to get," said Karchmerchik. "The community is even saying, the kids are saying, and the teachers and everyone keeps saying we don't need to make the decision, we need to make a decision. We keep saying we don't want to make the decision because it's the hardest thing we've ever had to do. But we do need to make a decision, for those community members, for those students, for the rest of our division." Lexi Freehill, townandcountrytoday.com.